Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, and it was nice seeing the teams back on the gridiron over the weekend. Lucky for us, that was just week one. There's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week two, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any team. So here's what you need to do. You need to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure you use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. You pick any team during week two, you bet $1 on them, and you win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, the first two segments of the show, we were talking about what's going on with the Big Ten, and there's plenty to talk about there. But let's talk about, in this segment, the history of what went into this decision or where we were to get to this point. And this goes back quite a ways. This goes all the way back to the spring when this whole pandemic thing began. It started with a player in the NBA, and a lot of people probably don't remember this, an NBA player tested positive, and that put the kibosh on the NBA season right at that point. And the other part to this is college basketball at that point, they were in the middle of their league tournaments, and they quickly canceled spring sports at that time, and that led us into everything else, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think so much has gone into this. And I think, and the reason we're really talking about this is, A, it appears we're coming out the other side. And this is always, I think, a good occasion to look back. But you also, I think, bring up a good point about influences along the way and how interconnected, especially when it comes to sports, you know, what the pro leagues are doing kind of sets the tone for what colleges can and will do. And in the beginning, I think the NBA influenced a lot. And depending on who you ask, you can say influence in a good way, influence in a bad way, influenced a lot by pulling the plug so early, basically saying, if this billion-dollar league is willing to put money on the back burner so they can, you know, take care of the health of their players, then I think we all need to take a look, sports and otherwise, about how we're approaching this and how much caution we should have. If the NBA, for example, would have gone forward and played without fans or whatever, maybe that would have changed the early tone of this, maybe for the better, maybe for the worse. But I think the NBA coming back kind of pioneered the whole bubble situation too. And I think they've been a step ahead of a lot of leagues. And I think a lot of, especially colleges need leagues like this to kind of set the tone and lead the way and kind of make their mistakes first, so to speak. And I think that was a big one looking back in the spring. What do you feel like in hindsight? Do you look back and think that anything should have been done differently from an athletic standpoint? Like, you need to process a lot of information and it's constantly evolving. So I don't know, you know, it's easy to be Monday morning quarterback, but was any of this premature in your eyes?
In hindsight? No, I don't think it was. Yeah, and you know, Dustin, I'm on the side. It's like, can we get back to a normal life? But at the time, we had so little information, you know, on this, that who knows what would have happened if they kept playing. So at the time, it was the right decision because it was so unknown. It was the right decision. Then going forward, and I'm repeating it again, Dustin, through the summer, I kept saying, watch Major League Baseball and the other sports. If they can get through their season, then we'll probably have college football. And definitely if baseball had failed, do you really think we would have college football right now?
No, absolutely. And Major League Baseball was on the cusp. You know, I think leadership, Major League Baseball commissioner gets more crap than anybody, and most of it is deserved. But I think if your resolve, you know, Major League Baseball's collective resolve was tested when Marlins players and Cardinals players, there appeared to be outbreaks, there were cancellations, was this and that. Everything was in this state of disarray, but they stayed the course and stuck it out. And I think that set the precedent too, I think, when it comes to resolve for other leagues and other sports to do the same. If Major League Baseball would have been forced to, or if they would have maybe made the decision too early to pack it in or whatever, I think that would have been disastrous for college football. I don't think anything was changing the NFL's mind. Nothing was going to change the NFL's line of thinking, but I think Major League Baseball could have changed some other people's line of thinking.
I have no doubt about that, Dustin. But let's go forward through this chain of events. And one of the first items that happened was the Big Ten announcing, and people forget about this. Remember, they were going to a conference-only schedule, which I applauded at the time because it gave them so much more control and flexibility. What we didn't know at the time, though, is they did that unilaterally. They did not do that in conjunction with the other conferences. That caused some problem by doing it that way, didn't it?
Yeah, that was premature. I think in a perfect world, you'd have all five of these Power Five heads communicating with each other at least and saying, look, we are thinking about doing this. I think we should all probably do something uniform, one way or the other. And it seemed to, and I think it was the SEC who basically said that they were caught off guard by this very much. And then, you know, to your point, they come up with this new schedule, and then what was it? 6 days later, they voted to postpone. So that didn't seem to make a whole lot of sense either. And the only thing looking back, you know, you had this ESPN report about the heart condition and all that. I think there was fear that was stoked by that. And I get it. Whenever you see like the threat of long-term heart damage, that should give you pause. But at the same time, you know, I think we've had easily half a dozen the world is ending moments that are related to COVID-19 from the very beginning. I think the reasonable play would have been to just take that into consideration. That becomes a primary point of consideration. But I think reacting too swiftly to that information was what the Big Ten was guilty of. And then obviously not explaining any of it afterwards didn't help matters. But I think they had reason to throw up some red flags. But did they really have a reason to make the decision to postpone and paint a picture of it being almost permanent? You know, that was a big mistake too.
Well, among many mistakes they made going forward now in this timeline, the Big Ten then was the leader among the Big Five conferences in canceling their schedule for the fall. The Pac-12 followed suit very quickly. Was the Big Ten so arrogant to think that every other conference would follow them? Second, was it their being so quick to go to the conference schedule on their own that the other conference said, screw you, Big Ten, we're going to do what we want. We're not going to follow suit with everything that you do.
I mean, I think probably there's shades of both of those things in there. I think the Big Ten forfeited any kind of right to just blindly following suit when they did that the first time. But I also think there was so much to lose by making such a sudden decision that these other leagues just, it wouldn't have mattered what happened the first time. I don't think they would have blindly followed, but I do think the Big Ten thought they were in a leadership position and probably valued the opportunity to be in a leadership position of what they felt strongly at that moment was the right thing to do. I think they thought that others would follow, that they would set the trend as opposed to being reactive to the trend. And in this situation, I don't think being reactive is a negative at all. I think being proactive on short-term data and study A and study B, when all of this, you know, to this day is still so new, I don't think being overly proactive is a good thing. I don't think that that's leadership. I don't think responding to the absolute latest and putting off a final decision until the last possible moment is a weakness in a leader at this moment, because I think you need to, you need every fact before you make a decision. And I don't think the Big Ten probably thought they had the most important facts, but I don't think they did.
No, they didn't. Then following that, Dustin, in the last couple minutes that we have here, we had protests by players and parents. We had lawsuits. We had coaches coming out. We had Sandy Barber and the Minnesota president questioning whether there was even an official vote. Then we had conversations about starting in the spring, then in January, then in Thanksgiving. Then we had the president step in and become part of this. This has been a total nightmare for the Big Ten since this decision was made.
And it was all, it's all brought on, you know, you can't make a decision that impacts lives the way that it does and then not stand up in front of a microphone and answer the hard questions about it. I think you made a great point earlier when you said that's the day-to-day standard that a college football coach lives by. And to me, that very pressure, that very scrutinization over every single thing that you do on the field, off the field, is why college football coaches are paid the way that they're paid. In addition to being such a revenue generator, their feet are to the fire at all times. I think expecting other people making these big decisions that impact them without explaining them, holding them to the same standard, is 100% fair. And I think they were right to do that from the beginning. I don't think we've seen enough explanation. We haven't seen university presidents' faces nearly enough on this. They allowed this to become a circus, and we can only hope that this is it for it. This is final.
Everything that went wrong in this decision could be laid at the feet of the presidents of the universities and the commissioner of the Big Ten. No doubt about that in my mind. All right, that's it for quarter number three. And quarter number four, we're going to take a look at some actual football that happened this past weekend. Stay tuned.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is bringing back their can't-miss offer. All new users can place a $1 bet on any team during Week 2, and if that team wins, you win $100. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.